Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Berkus is here. David is Associate Professor of Leadership and Innovation at Oral Roberts University. He's an author of a number of books, including a new one called Friend to Friend. He's a regular contributor to a number of major publications, and I think it's safe to say that he's living on Tulsa time. David Berkus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Am I right? You're living on Tulsa time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
So congratulations, David, on your new book. I know you've got others behind you, and I'm sure many more ahead of you. When I started doing my radio show back in the 90s, 97, 98, I started telling my audience there were three things they were going to have to get good at in the 21st century. And that one of them was they were going to have to get better at technology. And number two, they were going to have to get better at building strategic alliances. And that the way to build those strategic alliances is the third thing they were going to have to get better at, and that was networking. And as you know, networking was on the radar back in the late 90s, but it wasn't high on the radar. It wasn't on everyone's mind. And I have never stopped encouraging people to network. And, of course, people like you and our friend Ivan Meisner have made it into a profession, a professional discipline, I should say. And it's really important, and I want you to tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you just said. The irony, too, is that the technology did not replace the need for that face-to-face networking.
That's right.
But, you know, for a lot of people, I think
face-to-face is the original social media. That's what I tell people.
I love it. I used to joke that the telephone was the original social media, but you're right. It probably is face-to-face. But, you know, for a lot of people, this is one of those things like, okay, do I really need it? Because I feel awkward when I do it. I feel icky. I mean, there's one study we talk about in the book where people who were asked to recall a time when the network literally had subconscious thoughts of feeling dirty, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's because for a lot of people, there's a very sort of transactional approach that you're supposed to either give your perfect elevator pitch so you can be seen as useful in the moment, or you're supposed to figure out how they're useful to you. And we kind of eschew all of that and talk about there's a reason
yeah.
The book's called Friend of a Friend. It's about knowing who your friends are and who your friends of a friends are. And you can kind of, you know, those networking events help, but there's a lot
well,
you can
also,
do just with the network you already have.
And it's also just about getting to know people. Don't have any expectations. Don't try to make something that doesn't exist. Maybe I can't really help you today. Maybe you can't really help me today. But what I tell people, when I introduce people, like, so you were introduced to me. Pam Harper introduced you to me.
Yep.
And my good friend Pam Harper. So that's you're part of her network, and so therefore you're part of my network. And
right,
and
we're
so,
a friend of a friend. I love it.
That's exactly right. And so the thing is what I tell people is look. When I get a chance to do what she did, introduce David to Jim, what I say is, look, I'm putting good people with good people. Whatever happens from that happens. But what I say is, at a minimum, you'll make a new friend, and there's nothing bad will come from that.
Yeah. Oh no, I totally agree with you. And you know that approach too is also. I think there's a lot of times when we meet somebody, there is that immediate. Okay, how can we be useful to each other? Or some people even say, "Oh, how can I help you?" Well, the number
one
way
I do that, I say that all the time, and I mean it. But you know, most of the time people say, "I don't know. I'll let you know."
Right. No. Exactly. And I think the number one way you can help someone in that moment is by thinking about the network that you already have, the one that you're already connected to, and go, "Okay, who is the friend of a friend that I can connect that person to?" Because the likelihood that you have a knowledge, skill, or ability that can help them in that moment is small. But the likelihood that you know someone who has that is really, really great. And that's probably the better way to help most people when we first meet them.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, I'll be sitting around here. My wife and I work together, and something will come up, and I'll say, Devon, we know somebody. Who do we know? Is she, one of the two of us will remember, you know, David Berkers. Hey, you need to call David. Tell you what, I'm going to introduce you to David. I mean, it happens all the time. And I've got a big network, but you don't have to have a big network to do that. It could be anything. I used to love, one of my favorite stories, David, was when I was back in the pre-internet days, when I was in sales many decades ago, I'd walk into a customer's office and they'd say, hey, Jim, I got a lot going on. I say, well, what's happening? And they'd tell me what was on their mind, what was bugging them. And I'd say, well, can I help you? And they say, well, yeah. And I'd walk over and pick up the phone. I'd say, hey, George, talk to John. He needs your help. And then I'd hand him the phone, and I'd walk out.
I love it.
You know,
no,
and,
I love
but
it.
That's how you did it in those days. And then, I mean, that's you don't, if you don't, if you just make yourself available, isn't that what networking is, making yourself available?
No, I mean, exactly right. I think for a lot of folks right now, we have this, to go back to that idea that technology didn't replace it, we have this idea that networking is about running up the count, right? That it's about knowing as many people as you can, adding to your LinkedIn or your Twitter or what have you. But it's not. It's about serving the network that's already around you and then letting that network grow organically through those introductions and referrals to friends of a friend, et cetera.
Well, that's exactly right. And also not keeping score. If you're going to be a true, pure, genuine networker, you can't keep score, can you?
No, especially not. I mean, not on the individual level. When in the book we talk about this sort of economic principle of social capital, the value in the existing network that's around you. And certainly you can pay attention to how much value you're providing to that network versus what you're withdrawing. But you never know where your value in that network is going to come from. So keeping track of what I've done for this specific person and then what I'm going to ask for in return is a waste of time. But making sure that you're pouring enough into the overall network to be seen as a giver, to be seen as somebody who makes yourself available before you start asking for stuff in return, that is the way that everybody should be keeping score.
Right. Find strength in weak ties. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this is, again, one of the misconceptions about networking is that you've got, it's all about running up the count, the score, the number of connections, et cetera. And the truth is most of us, if you've had more than 2 years of a professional career, most of us already have a lot of connections that we've forgotten about. Your weak and your dormant ties, the people you know but you haven't talked to in a while, you don't talk to all that often. And because they're somewhere else in the community, somewhere else in the network, they're your most potent source of information, new referrals, et cetera, than are all of those strangers that you meet at a networking event. Networking events are great for connecting to people, but you can find so much more strength in the people you already know that you just haven't talked to in a while. But you've got to make it a habit to keep coming back to them.
Well said. The book is called Friend of a Friend, David Berkus. You got a website quickly, David?
DavidBerkus.com, B-U-R-K-U-S.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. More to come on networking with David Berkus after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.